20 grand.
Telling you.
For Kwame.
Yes. You know what I'll do if I had that money?
Tell me.
Buy a car.
Can't even drive.
I'd buy it for you. Get some clothes. You can tell me what to buy. Dress me up.
I don't think the world is ready for you in a dress.
We go raving every night. Hunt for some boys. But only if they're buff.
Of course. So what about Dwayne?
Make him jealous, innit? Emile as well. I can't wait, man. If you weren't going out with him, we could claim that money right now.
You shouldn't say things like that.
It's true, though.
I don't care if it's true. Don't say it.
Yeah, but it's true.
Shut up!
You sound like Emile.
Sorry.
Call me troll while you're at it.
Are you deaf? What did I just say? I've never called you that, not even behind your back. Ronnie, have you told anyone what you saw?
No.
Promise me.
I haven't.
It's important.
I know.
Because we ain't at school no more. I can't always be there for you.
I know.
Gotta think for yourself.
I said I know.
Be careful with what you say.
What are you getting wound up for? You didn't do it.
I feel as though I have.
I'll behave, man.
I had him crying his eyes out to me.
Not again.
Going on about seeing Kwame's face.
Idiot.
He ain't the only one, Dredd. I'm seeing Kwame too, every day. Him standing right there. Him leaving, waving to me. I'm the last person who saw him alive, Ronnie.
No, you ain't.
You know what I mean. He had his last food in here. Double cheeseburger, large fries and a Coke. That was the last food he ever had. Double cheeseburger.
I don't know why you're getting stressed.
It's running through my head every day. Shit won't go.
Yeah, I know. I know it won't. Cause you love to chat about it.
Why did Emil have to do it?
Ask him.
Just ignore me, yeah?
I know what you need.
Tell me.
Barbados.
Is it?
Definitely. Go stay with your gran. I'll come with you, yeah?
We go chase man.
Trust.
All right.
We go swimming.
Bacardi Breezer.
Tropical lime.
Ruby grapefruit.
Lie on beach.
Sun in my face.
You see?
Oh, Ronnie, man, if only.
We can, you know.
No, we can't. Come on. Enough daydreaming. Clean up.
You're gonna love me, Shanice.
I love you already.
Well, you're gonna love me even more.
What are your teeth now?
Nothing. Guess who I saw? Guess?
I don't want to guess. Just tell me.
Miss Douglas.
Is it?
The slag herself.
She see you?
Yeah, she saw me.
So what she have to say for herself?
Nothing. She was coming out of Tesco's when I clocked her. She couldn't get across that road fast enough. She was clutching her bag like they do, well desperate to get away from me. She nearly walked right into the side of this car. Nearly get run over. Man scream out from his window, cussing her. And I goes, yes, blood, tell her. I kept following her, though.
She didn't see you?
No. I was careful. You want to know where she lives now? Ashwood Gardens.
Ain't much help without a number.
29C. Are you going to get her, Shanice? I'm coming with you, yeah? I have to come with you.
Calm yourself.
I'm just saying. I'm coming with you. Let's get her back, man. Let's do her good for kicking us out. Please, Shanice.
All right.
Yes. What's my man doing here?
You here again?
No. It's what can I get you? You won't get many customers talking like that.
Chat is dry.
Ginger beer, please.
Buff, though.
I don't think so.
Oi, oi, buff boy.
You're mad.
You telling me you wouldn't?
He's 5'0".
So you would, if he wasn't. How old are you?
Old Ronnie? Enough.
How old? 35 or something. Has to be. You look good though for an old man.
35 ain't that old.
She thinks you're buff.
Will you stop shaming me?
So where's the other one?
My partner?
No, guy's a minger. The other one, fit one who wears uniform. Looks like Duncan from Blue. You should see this guy, Shanice.
You told me.
Oh man.
You mind? Don't go creaming your knickers in here.
So where is he?
You mean PC Adams?
Yeah, him. Where is he?
I have no idea. I don't know him.
Well, you can find out for me.
You love to drool. You don't feel slack.
You should see him, though.
Since when you go for white boys, you must be well moist.
Just tell him I'm going to come looking for him. It's going to be me and him soon, I'm telling you. Me so horny.
Me so sexy.
Me love you long time. You want to share him, Shanice?
I don't do white men.
But if you had to, who would you go for?
None.
Oh, shut up.
None, right?
If I put a gun to your face, you still wouldn't choose?
Nope.
Lad, bad.
White boy's too soft.
Blah, blah, bloody blah. Who would you choose?
David Reese.
David Reese!
You have to shout!
Oh, shame!
Only if I had to.
Oh, yes?
You open your mouth to anyone, you die.
I can see that, you and him.
Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, but he's sweet. He's really... Oh, but he's nice. Really sweet and that.
Oh, don't chat like a white girl, please.
I reckon he looks like Will Young.
No!
Only because I'm gay.
He don't look like Will Young.
Ask him out.
Move!
I know his brother.
Don't involve me in your stupidness.
You might be missing out.
On what?
He might have a PhD, you get me?
A white boy?
Why not? Ain't just brothers who have them. I know some brothers who don't have them. You have one.
What?
PhD.
Shut up, Ronnie man.
You bet he don't.
You don't feel no shame.
Watch my man's face turn red now.
Oi, go and get some change for me.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't see.
Want some time alone with your man here. I'm telling him ill. How you know he ain't here to chirps me?
He ain't chirpsing neither of us.
All the shops are shut.
Cost cutters ain't.
That's miles.
Pound coins and 20s.
All right. I'm gone. I'm coming back though. Shall I eat you alive, Dread?
She's mad.
No need to apologise.
I ain't. I'm just saying she's mad. So where is he?
Who, Adams? I don't know him.
Your partner?
Conducting interviews or something? I don't know. I gave him the slip.
Naughty.
When you hear him ask the same questions about 20 times, it gets a bit boring, you know?
Is it?
You're a bit young to be running at this place by on your own.
Is it?
Should be at school.
Is it?
Oh, I see. You don't want to chat to no policeman. Is it? Beat you.
Give me something worth chatting about.
Did you go to his funeral today?
His parents wouldn't want me there.
Why is that?
They don't want none of the kids from around here there.
Can't say I blame them. I wouldn't want a whole heap of kids coming to my boy's funeral when I know it's one of them who killed him. Or know who did.
I don't know who killed him.
I never said you did. Did you know him?
Of course I knew him.
How well did you know him?
I answered this already.
Yeah, but do it for me. I'm new, please.
We were at school together.
He was attacked after leaving here?
Yes.
How did he seem?
Alright, he was fine.
He was here for 10 minutes?
He had to wait for his food.
What did you talk about?
Stuff. It's college and that.
College?
He had to leave home. He was scared about going away.
It's quite a conversation to have in 10 minutes.
Is it?
Was he a regular, Shanice?
He always used to pop in here after he went swimming. He would sit down there, read one of his books. Kept telling him.
Telling him what?
About his books. I love to study, man.
And what's so wrong with that?
He was always getting teased.
By who?
Boys.
What boys? The same ones who were in here the other day.
And others. That's the way it was at school. You strut around with books in your hand, you're asking to get beat up.
Or killed.
Ain't what I said.
I know.
He loved to carry on like he was better.
What's wrong with that?
Some people don't like that.
What people?
I'm just saying.
Like your boyfriend?
He couldn't take a joke.
How so?
One time, we had this new teacher in, yeah? So we all decided to play a joke on him. No one was going to speak for the whole lesson, not do any work, just stare out, see what happens, what he does. Everyone was up for it, right? Except Kwame. There he was, sitting there, doing his work. He ruined the joke.
He wanted to work.
It was just a joke.
It was his choice. He didn't have to if he didn't want to.
Then he was a fool. I could tell you other things about him.
So tell me.
You don't want to know. You just want to catch the guy who did it.
So I'm looking for a guy.
No. I don't know.
Tell me.
First day he come to our school, teacher put him next to me, so I had to look after him. I ask him, why me?
Because you have a nice face.
Yeah.
You have.
You come like my gran.
How so?
Because she always saying some people have it in their nature to be nice, no matter what they do to hide it. It's always there. They can't help it. Well, I could help it. I didn't want no smelly head African next to me, following me. I told him to move enough times, but he wouldn't go. I felt sorry for him after a while, especially when the other kids would start on him.
You looked after him. I bet Emil loved that.
He weren't my boyfriend then.
And now?
Kwame loved to show how smart he was. Like there is two kinds of black, and he come from the better one. He was having a laugh. People weren't going to take that.
Including Emil.
Why you love to chat about Emil? You love him.
It's just a question.
You ask too many questions.
It's my job.
Soul's listening.
Ain't I listening to you now?
All that shit in the paper, chatting like they knew him. He weren't special. He was just another kid. He was nothing.
So he had it coming.
I didn't say that.
So what was he doing chatting to you about college?
I don't know. He just talked. Can't stop him from chatting.
But why you, Shanice?
I don't know.
Maybe because he thought you were the same as your gran.
You're wasting your time.
Why?
Go back to where you come from.
This is where I come from.